Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, February 7th. We're back here. I'm back here with Danny. Good
Hi,
morning,
everyone.
Danny. And you managed to get here before I do. I mean, that's like unprecedented. You know that? With yeah. former host that you would get here at 9:59. I'm
very
grateful.
Like a minute before the show starts.
Right. But you see, you know how to milk every moment out of it. And that's what's going to get you far. You know, when you show... When people see that you're really loving what you do and you're dedicated, you gain a reputation, a good reputation with people, you know?
I mean, they're so saying, you're saying I have a good reputation, then.
Well, so far you've created one here, yeah. You know, I mean, you will follow up on what you say you will and, you know, and you show up on time and it shows respect
it's
for
really
other people.
It's really not that difficult to show up to a job on time, so people...
Well, check out our guest right now.
She's not here yet.
She's not here yet, folks. We don't even know if she'll arrive, but lately we've had a lot of this shit happening.
Like all week, actually.
I know.
Monday, they got the date mixed up. Yesterday, they were late. Today, she's still not here yet.
Right. So we'll see what happens tomorrow with our phone guest who last week...
Oh, we're doing the sausage and law guy.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't connect with that one. So we've been batting zero... Average. But yesterday's show was fun, right? With the sentimentalist.
Yeah, that was actually a really good show.
And if you missed it, you should go into the archives and listen to yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of mentalists. A lot of people don't know what that means. And these are magicians
they
that
don't
do
read
magic.
Your mind.
Right. But they're magicians, but they do magic not with things, but more like with their mind. They communicate sort of like ESP and shit like that. But they're amazing. They keep. They never fuck up once.
They didn't actually fuck up once,
right?
No, except
they
at the very end, he like tried to do that joke, and the joke didn't hit, and I was like, "Ooh, you probably should have left that." You probably should have left that.
Yeah, stay a magician and stop with the jokes, right?
Yeah.
But you guys should check him out. They're called the Sentimentalists, and yeah, so. They're going to be here, like, what, you're going to go
Next
see
week.
Them tomorrow or something?
Oh, shit, tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
What, are they having something tomorrow?
Well, I'll go if you go.
I don't know if I'll go, but we'll see.
I don't know if I'm
going to
go.
I don't know
go
what
then.
It is, then.
It's like a burlesque show. You like naked women dancing around,
How
right?
the hell do you know? You don't know me.
Yeah, it's like a burlesque
maybe
show.
Maybe I like naked guys dancing around.
Hey,
you don't know me
whatever
that
floats
well.
Your boat.
Right?
Whatever floats your boat.
But, no, I mean, I want to see the magic.
It depends
the
where
burlesque.
It's at. If it's like an hour away, I'm deaf not going.
No, it's probably somewhere around town, I'm sure.
Like, if it's like in West Hollywood, I'll go. I'm going to a comedy show tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm going to the Laugh Factory.
Oh, okay. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
But there's, have you been to the Improv?
I have not been to the Improv.
Yeah.
And I love comedy shows. Like, if I choose to go out, it'd probably be, like, to the movies or a comedy show.
Right.
Like, I think that's a good date night.
Right.
Right?
And then the Comedy Store, too.
I don't know what
Sunset.
The fuck that is.
That's also a big comedy place. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, people do stand-up there.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I could be a stand-up comedy person.
You probably could.
Yeah, like,
you
if I just talk about my life, because it's a big, giant punchline of a joke.
Right. But you do have to memorize a lot and remember a lot and play to the audience. It's not like radio.
Yeah, and I don't know if I can handle rejection. Like, if someone doesn't laugh at my joke, I'm just going to be done
yeah,
the rest
if,
of my life.
If you bomb, I mean, that's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're alone in front of everybody.
Yeah,
know?
And then what do you do?
Nothing
like, if nobody
behind
laughs, like, what do? You just go right into the
you
next show?
You keep going, yeah. You keep
yeah,
going to
no,
the
no, I
next
don't think
show.
I could do that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I can be funny on radio, but I don't think I could do stand-up. You
yeah,
know?
Because whereas, we don't know if people are laughing at our jokes right now.
Right, and we're having a conversation.
I put my
know?
Phone on live, so people are watching this via Instagram Live.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Say hi to my Instagram, Sam.
Hi, everybody. There you are. Okay, cool. Like, the listeners really give a shit. But whatever.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah. But, no, so the situation is there's a lot of comedy in L.A., and there's good comedy in L.A., and we get a lot of comics here, too.
Do they tell jokes on the air?
No, they just try to be funny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They
kind of
like outdo you, right?
Yeah.
They try to outdo you?
Not really. No, they're cool. They're cool. I mean, most comedians are cool. They're all fucked up, but they're cool. And
yeah,
by
why
their
is
own
that?
Admission,
why is every comedian like super fucked up?
Because I guess it takes being fucked up to be able to look at yourself and laugh or something. I don't know.
I look at myself and laugh pretty much every day. Though,
right.
So.
You're not fucked up.
No, I'm definitely fucked up.
Well, according to you.
I've got issues. I've for sure got issues.
No, you seem to have it together, though.
Yeah, I'm like
thing,
one of those people that has issues, but I keep it composed.
Yeah.
You know?
You got them, man. You can't let it take control of you.
Yeah,
you know?
You can't have like your circumstances in life define you, because then you're just going to be like, what's the point of life?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's how you respond to those circumstances. And that's what people don't understand. The key, really, to happiness is not what happens to you, because shit happens to everyone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But how you view
some
it.
Some worse than others, too.
Right. You know, but how you view what's happening to you is what's going to determine your happiness. You know, if you decide, oh, I'm fucked, my world is fucked, everything is against me, that's how you're going to feel.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's how I was all of 2017. I was the most negative person ever.
Really?
You definitely wouldn't have hired me if I came in here last year.
Wow.
I was just a very negative.
Very
negative
jaded?
Person. Yeah, like damaged as hell.
Wow.
Damaged good, Sam.
Yeah, well, my son's going through that period right now where he's jaded about everything.
Yeah, that's why he's not texting you back.
Yeah.
he's not messing with you.
Not only he texts me back, but he will text me by his own initiative when he does need money.
Oh, no.
So when he needs money, I hear from
him. And
all
do
the
you
time.
Give it to him?
Well, yeah, you help him, you know? I mean, what am I going to do?
You're going to say, no, son.
I know, but
my parents,
you know,
I think my dad paid my rent in November because I had like no money. And I was like, Dad, like, I know, like, you and Mom just split up and you just got your own bachelor pad, but I'm gonna need you to come through. I'm pulling the dad card, but I think that's the first time in like 27 years I've asked him for money.
But he did come through for
oh,
you. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
how can I tell my son no, you know?
So like he just can't figure out what he wants to do for work?
No, he's going to school.
Oh. So,
yeah, he's going to school and he's working, but he doesn't make enough and he spends too much.
Yeah.
So that's
he's
what happens.
20...
He's 24
that's
now.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah, he needs to.
What does
be
he
want to
be when he grows up?
He's taking biochemistry.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
not.
This.
Yeah, that's like heavy shit.
Yeah.
But, so I know he'll do well in life, but mm-hmm. right now it's like, I don't mind giving him the money, but, you know, write me sometimes just to ask me how I'm doing.
Right. Like, hey, Dad,
that's
I hope you're doing
want,
well.
You
by
know?
The way,
yeah,
I'm sure my fridge is empty. Can you help me out?
I know. That's how it
so
happens.
So he wants to be
man.
Like an astronaut?
No. Biochemistry is more like scientists in labs. Dealing with maybe
so like figuring
making
out the cure
drugs.
For cancer.
Yeah, like cure. Yeah,
you said drugs. I said cancer. Whatever you want to do,
right,
whatever
exactly.
works for you.
Can be pharmaceuticals too. You know,
yeah.
you never know. But yeah, it's chemistry of the body of living things. You know, so
would you ever be an astronaut?
Would I be an astronaut?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I would never.
When I was younger, though.
I would never.
Really?
You couldn't even pay me. If someone was like, I'll give you $7 billion, I'd say, no, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
So that you're that scared?
First of all, it's a rocket ship.
Right.
It goes straight up.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, look, the one that was launched yesterday by Elon Musk.
Oh, that was real?
That was real.
I thought all those memes and shit was fake.
No,
I was
no,
like,
no.
why are people saying, Elon Musk is the guy that does Virgin America, right?
No. That's what's his name?
He's
It'll come
hair.
To me in a moment. No, but Elon Musk is the one that makes Teslas. You know, the Tesla car.
Yeah,
the electric
doesn't
car.
He own Virgin America too?
No, that's it'll come to me in a moment.
Yeah.
It's somebody else, totally somebody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a British guy, whereas Elon Musk is from South Africa.
So is Elon Musk on the rocket ship or is it
No,
empty?
He's not. It's unmanned.
Oh,
but he's the
that's
one
not exciting,
and they
then.
Put a Tesla on there to launch a Tesla into space.
So it's a car.
They launched the car. No, I mean they released the car in space.
Wait. So
but
wait,
this is a real rocket.
I'm so confused. So there's a rocket ship,
right?
And there's a car in the rocket ship.
Exactly.
So when they get to space, they're gonna
release the car,
and then it's gonna fall all the way back to Earth.
No,
and kill somebody.
No, it's gonna float in outer space. No, I don't know what
that
the whole
the
deal.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard
I know,
in my life.
I know, but I don't know what it is with the car. But let me just say, this is like an amazing thing because not only is it the most powerful rocket that's ever been, but it also, it carrying a payload intended to fly near Mars one day. So,
What's the hype about Mars? Like, why don't we care as much about Pluto as we do as Venus?
Because Mars is the closest, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's still like, what, 8 years away?
8 years?
It's like 4 years away, isn't it?
You mean like light years or something?
No.
Oh, like how long it would take to get there.
Yeah, it takes like 4 years to get there.
Yeah.
And 4 years to get back.
Right.
Like, it's just like, what's the point?
Yeah,
like,
well,
who cares enough?
Some people do. You know, they want to be pioneers. So but let me finish this, because with this, this rocket was flown by, was pushed by booster rockets.
No clue.
That usually are just like, okay, those are like the engines. Okay, you see, you know where the fire comes out of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes no
those
sense
are the
to me.
The booster rockets. And so they propelled the missile to space, the rocket to space. But they usually like burn themselves off when they.
And then what happens when they burn themselves off?
These they go to waste, you know. They burn in the atmosphere. But these actually came back and landed like helicopters, so they can reuse them now.
What?
Think about that.
The whole concept is cool. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I just feel like rocket ships that actually have people in them. It's like, to me, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, you lived your whole life to be trapped in. Like a machine for
right, but you get to make history. You know, I mean, you explore space.
Do you remember anyone's name who stepped foot on the moon?
Yeah, of course, Neil Armstrong.
Okay, anyone besides him?
Yeah,
don't Google it.
No, I remember because that's when I was really into the space.
Yeah,
Apollo 11. I was about
and
nine,
then do you remember the one that
old.
Blew up?
Yeah,
first one that had the black person on it. Come on.
The Challenger.
Yeah, blew up in mid-space.
Right.
That was really sad. There was actually someone from New Hampshire, like a town away from where I grew up, that was
really
on that.
That was on
school
that.
Teacher, yeah.
I know, that was extremely sad. But look, most of the times this doesn't happen, and we explore new frontiers, you know? I mean, you never know where that technology might take us. Maybe we blow up this planet one day, we'll have to live on the moon, you know? You never know.
Like that movie Passengers, where they like had to stay
probably,
in the spaceship.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I know what it's about.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I'll never watch it again. It's like not a movie I'll ever watch twice.
Right. It didn't do very well either. Yeah.
Which is crazy. Her last couple of movies have really sucked.
Really?
Yeah, she's so pretty to me.
Yeah, she is. I used to have a crush on her when
she's like flawless.
Right. And she's cute. You know, she doesn't look like a movie star.
No,
you know?
And she has a really good personality. She seems like she'd chug beers with you at a party, you know?
Yeah.
Like that
well, that I wouldn't know. I only see her in movies. But,
right.
But, yeah, how old is she now? Do you know?
I think she's like 28,
maybe?
26. Yeah, she's young.
Yeah, I remember when she started.
Because she won her, I think, an Oscar. Is it an Oscar for movies?
For what, The Hunger Games?
Yeah, when she was like 21. That was years ago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She was 21 when she played that teenager.
Yeah.
So she looks a lot younger,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old do I look, Sam?
I don't know. When I first saw you, I thought 22.
That's a compliment.
No, really. But you post shit. You say I look 12. So you know you look young, right?
I know, I do. I just like to hear it. How old do I look?
Oh, okay.
Do I look like I'm almost 30?
But that's good. I mean, right now it doesn't really matter. You're in your 20s, you know. But the thing
for
is...
For like 2 more months?
Right.
Hell?
But still, you know, I mean, it's... the 20s are a good time. You know, you get to sort of like start planning what you're going to do with your life.
Right.
You establish yourself as an adult. And then the 30s are the time to actually start doing something, you know?
I know, like, what am I going to do?
Well, do you want kids? Do you want a family?
Okay, yeah, but like that's not happening anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Okay, that's
what I'm saying. I got to like meet a man first.
So work towards doing something where you can... Do what you want to do before you're committed, before you settle down.
Right.
And have that commitment of children to take care of, you know?
I feel like I want to stick with radio.
Okay.
I think it's fun. And it's different, right? Every day. Like, you know,
we
never know what the hell we're going to talk about when we come in here.
Right. But don't take it for granted. Not every show is like
this.
No, I
know.
So you got to remember. But at the same time.
Someone wrote me a DM and was like, oh my God, I was listening to you guys in the morning. And that guy, Sam, dropped the F word, and I was like, oh! I was like, yeah, we swear on our show.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We have no FCC here, so we can do whatever we want because...
So I heard it's a $250,000 fine if you swear on, like, the actual radio.
Right.
That's crazy.
I tell you why. It's because you're using public airwaves, you know? So they're controlled.
Right.
And by and monitored
by the FCC.
What's
considered a swear these days? Like, can you say bitch?
They have certain words.
Like shit?
I don't know. Shit you can't say. Bitch
you obviously
you can
say.
No, you can't say the
You can't
F
say
word.
The C word. That's,
right.
That's horrible. No one should say that anyway.
Right.
I think I've only used that a couple times in my life.
But why is it horrible? I mean, how did people create a word that means such a terrible thing? What does it really mean?
See you
mean?
Next Tuesday?
Yeah. What does it really mean, though?
It means it actually means vagina.
Right. So why is that a why is that
it
worse
means
than
a dirty
pussy,
vagina though.
Oh, a dirty one.
Yeah, like see you next Tuesday means dirty vagina. So when you like are in a fight with someone, you call them that. It's like, oh, you just called me a dirty vagina. Mm. Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, but it could be a joke, you know. I mean, I don't see why
so
someone
my,
made a word something that you can't say. I mean, what the fuck is that?
My you know? My ex boyfriend is from Ireland, like straight off the boat, heavy accent, and he used to say like. Cunt all the time, like
right.
And
I
was like, "That's
that.
Not okay in America. It's not okay. Like, I don't care if in Ireland you're having tea and you call your woman or your friends cunt because they say cunt instead of bitch.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah. So,
oh, I thought you meant when they say I cannot, like I can't.
No,
I can't.
No. So like instead of bitch, they all say cunt.
Really?
Like it's normal for them. It's not like inappropriate.
Okay.
So he'll
because
be talking and
he'll
be like, you're acting like a cunt. I'm like,
we made it a loaded word.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But we made it a loaded word that means something terrible. Yet nobody can say why it's so terrible.
I mean, you why know? Is the F word a bad word?
Right. It's not. Well, that's
like when you hook up with someone, you're like, yeah, I fucked them last night.
Right.
But is that really a bad word? Because that's actually what you did.
Yeah. But why does the word cunt offend people so much? What does it mean? What does it do to people?
I don't
that
know.
It's worse than fuck and pussy and
well,
all that
Well, I just
stuff.
Don't like that word. If someone were to call me that.
Right. But what does it mean to you, though?
It just that's means like saying. The ultimate disrespect.
Okay. So we took a word and said, okay.
This is
decided,
a bad, bad
yeah,
word.
Yeah. If you say this word, you really mean the worst about somebody.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All
that's
right,
why
that makes sense.
That's why I'm like looking at anyone sideways if they call me that for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right.
I can handle being called a bitch because I am in fact a bitch, but not the C word, no.
In which way what way are you a bitch, for example?
I'm not a bitch to you.
No, not to me.
Not
and
yet.
I appreciate that.
Not but, yet.
But how are you a bitch to other people? What
it
do
just
you
depends.
Do?
Like
you
I'm
ignore
actually,
other people's feelings?
No, not intentionally. But like if someone comes at me or like comes at me incorrectly, I'll definitely like be a bitch. Like for instance,
well, you
if
can.
Someone,
I mean, you defend yourself.
Yeah. So I'm not a bitch out of just like I don't wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a bitch today. Like, I'm
right.
usually always in a great mood. Like, you see me when I
right.
come here. I'm always
right.
in a fantastic mood. It's if somebody, like, approaches me or puts me in a situation where I have to be
right.
a little bit of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that you do what you, you know, when people defend themselves, they do all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm totally against political correctness as far as how we talk, you know, and that's... You know what? Something related that I wanted to talk about has to do with this political correctness and freedom of speech.
Right.
And I guess in Poland, the Polish president signed a controversial Holocaust bill
what does
into
that mean?
Law. Okay. What that means is it's illegal now to accuse Poland of complicity in crimes committed by the Nazis, including the Holocaust. Now, let me explain to you. Some of the biggest ghettos and concentration and death camps were in Poland.
Yeah.
Now, okay, they didn't create them. The Nazis did. But a lot of people cooperated and it was... And they got to take some kind of responsibility for this. And yet this is a slap in the face to everybody that survived,
yeah.
to Israel, to even the United States is totally against this because it totally doesn't make fucking sense. You know what I mean? So they don't want it... you can't be for... refer to Polish death camps, for example, you know. So
that was such a horrible like time in history,
right?
Huh?
Right.
Like who does that? Like burns people alive,
right?
Like in an oven.
And that's the thing. And you know, a lot of people
were
involved
Donald
in
Trump.
This, and they didn't have to be, but they cooperated with the Nazis. And the thing is that maybe it's not something that you want to hear, but it's the truth nevertheless.
Right.
And if you shut people up. That's what happens, you know? So
other countries are weird.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. But it's, yeah, well, they're weird. But that's why it's good to travel, because then you see people from at a closer distance.
When's the last time you traveled?
To another country?
Yeah.
Wow, a long fucking time. I was, well, Israel maybe a couple of years ago. That was probably the last one. But I've been to Canada. I've been to Amsterdam, to many countries in Europe. But that's about it. Never been to Asia, never been to South America.
I don't have any desire to go to Asia.
I know, right?
Like zero.
Well, except Japan. You're not curious about Japan?
Nope.
Wow.
I really don't
care. Because it really seems nice. I mean, like China, for example, I have no desire.
Like, just because you want to watch... First of all, I'm not into exercising. So for me to go to China to walk the Great Wall of China, it's just not on my bucket list of things.
But you don't have to walk the Great Wall of China. I mean, most of
But your picture's not cool unless you're at the top.
I guess so.
You ain't posted it on Instagram unless you made it to the top. Let's be serious.
Right, but most of the time you spend there is probably in the big city if you go to Shanghai or something.
I know that a lot of people who are into fashion like to go out there because they have like stuff for like dirt cheap, right?
Probably, yeah. A lot of fake shit too, though.
Yeah, like knockoff bags.
China, right.
Yeah.
Right, but Japan seems like a culture I could be interested in, you know?
I like Japanese food better than Chinese food.
Do you really?
Yeah, I hate Chinese food.
Oh, really?
I absolutely hate it.
Wow.
I have to be like, I'll do beef and broccoli maybe once a year.
Really?
Yeah, but Japanese food I could eat.
You don't like like their noodles or fried rice?
Oh, God. Fried rice is trash.
Oh, wow.
Sorry to all my Chinese
listeners. See, I love that stuff, man. It tastes awesome. Yet, Japanese I like, but not as much. So we're
love
like,
it.
We're like opposites on that.
Is there any hibachi places out here besides Benihana's? Because I had food poisoning from there. I don't think I'll ever go back.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there are. I just can't think of anyone. But
just because you don't like Japanese food.
Well, no, I don't mind those places at all. Like a Benihana, I love that stuff.
I haven't been there since my 24th birthday. Me and my sister went to Vegas and we had Benihanas and we both were like throwing up out of our mouths and our asses.
Wow.
And I just haven't
but
been
that's
back.
That's very unusual. Something must have happened.
Yeah, you know? I'm not quite sure, but that's fuck nice. You, Benihanas.
Yeah, right? There's a couple, but look them up on Yelp or something. You'll find it right away.
Yeah.
Also, when you go to a Japanese restaurant here, usually it means you're going for sushi. Do you like sushi?
I don't like... Okay, so if I order sushi, it'll be like spicy tuna with extra spicy mayo or the shrimp tempura. But I won't eat
like
anything
Like the
else.
Live pieces.
No. Philadelphia roll, pukey.
Right, I know.
Like anything... Like eel? No.
You know, like the chopped things is fine, like California roll or
nope.
like
it's
the crab.
Crab.
Down, yeah.
Ew, it's so... I ordered a shrimp tempura roll actually last week.
Right.
And I ate it. Right. And it was like, what the... I've never had crab in my shrimp tempura roll before.
Oh, wow.
I spit it out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And it's fake meat.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
not
know
real
what the
crab
fuck
meat.
Is.
So what does that even mean? It's like
I
imitation.
I don't know what it means. Yeah, imitation crab.
What does that mean? You like paint it so it looks like crab? Like what? What am I eating right now? Really though, I want to know.
That's true, right? Nobody ever asks.
I don't think our guest is coming.
By this point, no.
Can we get some guests
believe
that are actually going to show
up? I can't fucking believe this. This has never happened before.
I'm People a bad luck charm, I think. Show.
No, I don't think so. Maybe it's just that the universe wants you to just sit here and talk about yourself all day.
I know, which I don't
about
mind
the guests.
Doing.
No, I know. Rather than about the guests. So there you go. You know, you get the chance.
Did she even send you like a text? Like, hey, bud.
No, nothing.
Hey, buddy.
I think
401
sleeping,
is crazy.
Man.
I'm not going to make it.
She's probably still sleeping. I mean, you can't tell me she didn't know it was the right day, you know?
I know, because you talked to her last night, right?
Yeah.
Because you texted me at midnight and said, hey, there's a guest.
I know. She was here doing her show last night, and I invited her on the show. But
was it like a hesitant yes, or was it like,
no,
yeah?
No, it was pretty good yes.
Wow.
And yeah. What are you going to do? You know, the
Can't
thing
do
is,
anything.
Is that some people are beyond repair when it comes to showing up on time.
Right.
You know, showing up at all.
How
I've
do you just not
learned.
Show up, though?
Yeah, how? Right?
I understand being late because life happens, but, like, how do you just not show up to where you're supposed to be at?
You never can know because they always use excuses. It's never the real reason,
yeah.
You know?
And everyone's like, I don't lie. I'm like, everyone on this planet lies. I don't care if it's, like, the smallest thing. Like, yeah, I didn't go to the gym today because my stomach hurt. That you're lying. You didn't
right.
go to the gym today because you didn't want to fucking go to the gym today.
Right.
You know what I mean? So everybody lies. So, yeah, those excuses are definitely played out.
Yeah.
I've definitely made up shit before, too.
Yeah.
Like, when I was working at 9 to 5, I called out at least once a week.
Really? Once a week?
Once a week.
Wow.
I hate working that's in a an lot. Office. I hate it.
I know, me too. But that's why, because you're a creative type. You're not, you know, you need to be an entertainer.
Can you imagine? I was literally coming in at 7:30 in the morning, sitting at the same desk till about noon, having a half hour lunch break, and then coming back and sitting there till 5:30.
Right.
Answering phones and entering data.
Yeah, I know.
And everyone's like, so I lost my job and I was super broke and like 2017 was trash. And everyone's like, oh, you're being picky. Like you're not finding the right job. And I'm like, I could work anywhere for sure. But like, I don't want, I feel like when you don't do something that you love to do, you get old real quick, like real fast.
Probably that. But at least you burn out real quick. You know? I can tell you that. And I used to work office jobs before and I couldn't stand it, you know? But I thought that's the only way to live, you know?
It's like very meaningless. It's like you wake up in the morning, you're like, okay, what is the purpose of my life?
Right, but
not
you have
to sell you insurance.
But you have to do that in order to survive.
I know.
You know, that's the thing. So what you should do is, for people that don't know, when you come to L.A., you get a real job, first of all, and then you start working on your craft.
Right.
You know, not the other way around.
I still need a real job.
Doesn't happen to you. Yeah. We'll find you one.
Yeah, like I don't know what I want to do. I've applied for every personal assistant job on like Indeed and Craigslist.
No, but you were doing, this is the wrong thing to do. And you told me that they were all hitting on you, right?
Yeah, everyone wants to sleep with me. I'm like, dude, I'm not sucking your dick. Just pay me to pick up your groceries from Ralph's.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Don't go work for men that don't have anybody around them, okay?
Yeah, because do you even really need a personal assistant or you just want a personal hoe?
Exactly. That's what they do. I mean, what the fuck, you know? Otherwise, if they want one, they'd hire an older woman that's not necessarily
like
attractive.
Like 50, yeah.
But that would do her job, you know?
I try to go for the ones that's a woman. But then I always send my picture with my resume, and when it's a woman, I never get a response.
Oh, okay.
It's always the men that respond to my resume.
So you don't belong in that job, period.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So keep looking for other things.
And then receptionist jobs, like, because I don't mind answering phones. I like talking to people.
So receptionist.
But they pay like $10 an hour.
Okay, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, but $10 an hour for like, let's say 30 hours a week after taxes taken out.
But don't they give you like medical coverage and shit like that?
I already have medical coverage. I'm good,
you
boo.
You do? Oh, okay.
Healthcare.net.
Okay.
No copay. When you work for a business, you have to pay a copay. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I'd rather have no copay.
So wait a minute. What are you getting now? You get like healthcare.
For free.
For free? How?
Yeah, because I don't make any money.
Oh.
Because I'm poor. So you just got to be poor people and you'll get free healthcare.
Okay. Or go and work for a job where they actually give you coverage.
You know? But then you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
who's
imagine.
Paying for you? But somebody else is paying for yours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right? It's fine with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the taxpayers, right?
I mean, we pay for people in jail. You might as well pay for people to be healthy that aren't in jail, right? Like, we're literally paying for dudes to eat in jail.
But society does not look positively on people that are not working.
Yeah, no. I mean, no. Like, you should see the hate I get for not working. Because I'm pretty honest about it. Like,
right.
I'm very vocal about it because I have nothing to hide. Like,
right.
Life is your life.
So you decided to accept the fact that you're poor, but you're not going to work.
No, I'm trying to work.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay,
of course
right.
I am. I just won't work for $10 an hour.
Oh. Well... But you don't have anything else in the meantime.
Yeah, I can't do that. I just can't do it. And
so
why
is
it minimum wage like supposed to be 15?
Well, it's getting up there, yeah.
Yeah, so why are people saying advertising jobs for 10 bucks?
Let me ask you something. You're 30, right?
No, not yet, Sam.
Okay, you're 29.
29.
All right. You can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of things.
I'm really smart.
You just need a little direction.
Yeah, I'm really smart. Like, I will say that in college and in high school, I was like fifth percentile of my class.
Well, so there you go.
Yeah,
you know,
so
and
like,
you can't be funny and all these things without being smart, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. You gotta have some clever to yourself.
But I've got to tell you, you've created a niche for yourself with social media.
Right.
Okay, you've got quite an audience. But do something with it. Of course it's a lot. Everybody that says 300,000, 337K, whatever you have. I mean, look, when you get to that number, they don't even count the individual ones. It's like, 337K while you might have 336 you know, 700.
Yeah, I want to be at, I wish I was at least at half a mil. I want to be at 500,000.
You can get there. But wait a minute.
I always wanted to be in magazines, too. I'm not really a model. Like, I feel uncomfortable. Like, it's weird because I love doing reality TV, but when it comes to taking pictures that aren't selfies, I get kind of uncomfortable. Mm. But I always wanted to do, like, Maxim.
Really?
Yeah, Maxim or Playboy. Because Playboy, there's not that much nudity anymore.
Right.
Like, I think they actually banned nudity, didn't they?
No, they did, but it's back because it didn't work for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, see, learn something new every day. Yeah. I was like, I could do Playboy if nudity's gone.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I don't mind impartial nudes. Like, if, like, I had, like, a pillow covering my breast and vagina, but I was fully naked. I don't mind those type of pictures. Yeah, but I'm not just going to have, like, my vagina out in a magazine unless they're paying me, like, $100,000.
But even at $100,000, look, it's never going to go away.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't give a shit. My dad told me to do Playboy. If my dad doesn't care, I don't give a shit.
So why don't you do porn then?
No! Because there's a difference posing naked and, like, being naked and having multiple dicks in your mouth, asshole, and vagina.
Okay. So how much, what would the price be for that?
If somebody want to put me in a porn?
Yeah. Because you said for Playboy, it's $100,000.
To pose naked.
Right. Yes. To show your vagina and everything, right?
If I got asked to do a porn and it was just, like, regular sex, no anal, nothing.
No anal.
I would be, like, a million tops.
A million.
Yeah. And he has to pass, like, an STD, HIV
test. Well, they all do. Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you're hearing shit, like, 5 months later, like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
But it's very rare. I mean, look, we have porn stars coming through here all the time because of shows. They're guests on shows and stuff, and it's very rare for them to have disease. They're cleaner than the general society.
You know what makes me sad is, like, I see porn stars in, like, dead ass, serious, committed relationships, and I never have sex, and I'm a goody two shoes, and I can't even keep a man.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck?
But it's different. Look, in porn, it's a business. It's work for them. You know.
Yeah, I mean, but once still, they it's fuck kind of this weird guy, like, they your wouldn't have would you a be okay with your chick with doing it?
No, I would not.
Exactly.
But that's why they stay within the industry when they pair
up.
Oh,
like, they date other porn stars.
Yeah, and they marry other porn stars too. Who's gonna like?
Like, what do you tell your kids then at that point? No offense to you, porn stars, but are just like, hey, mommy and daddy both, like, got sucked and fucked for your rent, for your life, basically. Right.
So maybe they'll try to hide it, but I don't know.
Yeah, right. Porn is, like, such a big deal.
Yeah. Well, once the kids grow up, I'm sure they'll be fine telling them because...
I don't even think they get paid well anymore.
If you do it, then you're not ashamed to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be ashamed to tell it to anybody that wants to know.
Yeah.
Including your kids. So, but it's a
different
life.
Yeah, no, like $1 million tops, I think.
Yeah.
Like $1 million after tax.
Yeah. So, okay. Well.
Like, what's that movie with Demi Moore in Decent Proposal?
Right.
Like, you'd have to pay me $1 million.
Right.
To sleep with me.
I understand.
I put my vagina on a pedestal.
But that's not to sleep with you. That's to sleep with you on camera.
Yeah, either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because once it's on camera, man, it's out there for generations.
Yeah.
You don't
care.
And
I feel like if I was going to do a sex tape, I'd want it to be with, like, somebody I was in love with.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so you would be okay if you...
If someone
videotaped you and it went out there. If it made you as big as Kim Kardashian, you would do it.
Well, yeah, and it's so crazy because, like, she's on porn... Her video's on Pornhub.com. And, like, occasionally, I'm not going to lie, I go on Pornhub.com. I think everybody does because it's free. And her video's on there, and it's just so crazy how different her face and her body is to what she looks like now.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't even look like the same person.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I've never seen the Pamela Anderson thing.
I haven't seen Pamela Anderson's. She had sex with Tommy Lee on a boat, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, I've seen that one.
Really?
I've seen Paris Hilton's.
Oh, I haven't.
That one was
seen
so boring.
Really?
Like, if I have sex like that, I would be like, I'm single for life. It looked like the most boring, like, mediocre vanilla sex you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah.
Like, after 3 minutes, I was like, I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
but you go on porn sites and stuff like that,
only,
right?
Only Pornhub. Like, I would never pay for porn.
Right, but there's a million Pornhubs out there, right?
Yeah, there's, like, YouPorn, so it's like a YouTube for porn.
Right.
You don't have to pay for that. Yeah. But, like, the good videos, I feel, are, like, on Brazzers and stuff, but you have to pay for those.
You have to pay the website.
It's like, they say it's $1 a month, but I just don't believe you, so I'm not going to put my credit card on it.
No, it's $1 a day.
Oh, hell no.
Think about it. It's
it's $1 a month. I think it's $1.99 a month. On Brazzers, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Like,
here.
All the, like,
you
pretty...
You know what? I'll go there and
Google
see
it
for yourself.
Is it going to give
you
your computer a virus? Because I will laugh my ass off if it
No,
does.
Because Brazzers is a legitimate website.
Like, I wouldn't mind making a sex, like, if I was in a relationship with someone and we had bomb sex and he was like, babe, let's make a home video. Right. I'd be like, I'm down to make a home video. But honestly, in my 29 years of life, I've never been attracted to anyone enough.
Right.
Two, I don't think I've ever been in love, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I think I never like hook up with people. So right. When I do, I think I'm in love.
Yeah.
But I'm actually just in love with their dick.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I understand that. It's.
But like, I've never ever met someone where I felt like my life was going to be over if I wasn't with them anymore.
Right. And that's the only reason to marry someone. Remember that. Don't ever marry because you have family pressure.
Right.
Peer pressure. You feel you need to get married quickly so you can have kids. None of that is a good reason to get married.
No,
only just like you said.
I feel like you literally need to look at that person and be like, I cannot imagine my life without you, and I don't want anybody else.
Right.
So like, let me ask you this question. How do you feel about like open relationships? Like, do you think that people are in love if they have open relationships?
Well, I've seen people that they call it a lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
They're like swingers and stuff. That's what it is, pretty much. Because they're willing to,
but as long as the other person knows. Do you think that they're in love?
Oh, I think some can be. I think
so
some
you
can
think
be
that
because it's about look, in a relationship. No, I'm not open to that at all.
No,
I couldn't handle
it. I'm too much of a psychopath, and I can't do a threesome.
I couldn't handle it, but you know,
I couldn't even do a threesome.
Closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, where are you going?
I know. I was like getting comfortable.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't even do a threesome.
Yeah, no.
I think I'd commit murder. Yeah. Like, it would be like on an episode of Snaps.
What if it's someone that you didn't really care about, like casual?
Even if it was casual.
Right. Like two guys or two girls.
No, so if it's two guys, I'm going to think that he's gay.
Right.
Like both of them are gay.
Right.
Because like, how is your dick hard while another dick is inside me?
Right.
It's just like
exactly.
Kind of like,
but,
are you gay?
But what if they're just taking turns on you without that?
First of all, ew. I'm so immature, but
ew. That's what I'm saying, right?
No, if it's two girls and it's just someone that I don't really give a shit about, which is never the case, because if I'm sleeping with someone, it's usually because I'm like down for you at that point in time.
But look, what I'm saying is you're in a relationship with a guy,
right?
And another girl joins you. That's what I mean.
Then I'm going to be looking at him like, I'll let it go. Like,
right.
I'll do the threesome, right?
Right.
And then I'll leave and he'll never, ever hear from me again.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you need to do this, to decide on this in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you wouldn't do it, right?
No, probably not, no.
Yeah.
No.
Melissa's calling. Should we take her call? Well, might as well, right?
Who is it?
Melissa, good morning. You're on the air. Melissa's the woman that was supposed to be here.
Oh.
The woman who was supposed to be there. The one who will take multiple dicks in her ass and vagina and all that stuff. Porn. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. We never introduced you officially, so you're anonymous to everybody. But
okay.
Yeah, but
well, you did just say her name.
But Melissa, can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
Where the fuck are you? Why are you not here in the studio?
I just woke up. Told me they're like, you're on the, you missed it.
Who
and
called?
I said, oh my God, I was up late last night. You know, I do the adult industry support group.
Okay.
And after my show last night,
do you feel listening mm-hmm. to me that I'm like talking shit about the adult industry? Like, do you get offended at all?
Yeah, it offended me. But I didn't hear it. A friend of mine told me.
But what did we say?
What did you find offensive?
We didn't say anything offensive.
Well, first of all, I never took multiple dicks in my pussy, in my ass.
Well, we didn't say you specifically.
No, you didn't say anybody, really. She just said it about herself. She said it about herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Melissa, we respect,
yeah, I mean,
you know.
I was an actress in the 90s, and it was a lot different than the industry is today, which is one of the reasons why I started the support group. So that I can work with young women and get them to understand that that they have the choice. They don't have to do things the way that.
Yeah. Oh, she disappeared. Now she'll probably think I disconnected her or something.
Yeah,
by the way, in the meantime, since we're on this, I'm on Brazzers, okay? It's $1 for a 2-day trial membership.
Oh, so that's how they get you.
Right.
I don't want... So that's what I assumed. I figured anyone that's listening that does porn or is has somebody that does porn is going to get offended, but that's just my personal opinion, and people can't get mad at me for my personal opinion.
Right.
And it's a question. I'm just asking, like, when you're... If you're in a relationship with a porn star... How does that man feel when you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to work?
Right.
And he knows that going to work means that I'm going to be sucking or sleeping with somebody else.
Right.
Like, it's just my opinion that if I was a man, I don't know if I could get past that. And
right.
I don't know as a woman I could date a porn star.
No, exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're saying. You know, it's
I'm not saying, like, do you. Whatever
people,
makes you happy.
I don't think most people
I watch you. You know? I watch 90% of you on Pornhub. Like, it's thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I guess in my head, like, it's just like, and I always wonder too, like, the family dynamic. If you do that for a job and you go home and you're talking to your parents about your work, like, how do you sit down with your dad and say, yeah, work was really difficult this week? Like,
yeah.
My
Hold
dad,
on, Melissa.
My dad would murder me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Melissa, are you back with us? Melissa, what's happening to her phone? I don't know.
She's on her cell phone, maybe.
No, I mean, she called before, she was fine, and then the call disconnected. Melissa?
Bobby, okay. Call in. My friend Bobby wants to call in.
Let me try to call Melissa. Maybe it'll work. All right? I'll call Melissa back. This is Melissa Hill, by the way, folks.
Guess what, folks? Hi,
Melissa.
Your phone doesn't always get the greatest reception. So the one thing that we ask is that you please leave a message.
Oh, she's not available.
That's what I thought.
Do you think that she's just, like, upset?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Melissa's cool.
Okay, yeah. She seems pretty pissed, though.
No, but she's been trying to call back.
Mm.
No, well, yeah, she's not pissed. She's fine. Melissa's emotional.
I'm emotional too, girl. Oh, man. See, not everyone's always going to agree with your opinion.
Right.
I mean, I love me some porn, for sure.
And besides, she has no excuse to be mad.
Upset, because that's what
she's
you get.
No, because I'm mad because she's not here. So we're even, you
know?
Yeah,
there we go.
Exactly.
There we go. She should have come in to tell me to shut the fuck up in person. Oh, man.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
So Brazzers is, so for anyone wondering and wants to get porn, Brazzers is, they trick you, it's only $2 for what, a 2-day
no,
trial?
No, it says, they don't trick you because all the options are right there.
So how much is it
they
for a month?
They tell you. A month, I just closed it, but maybe 30 or something.
Okay, so it's a gym
30.
Membership.
Yeah, $20 or $30.
Do you want to go to Gold's Gym or do you want to join Brazzers? You decide.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Tony Tedeschi. I'm Melissa's friend and former co-star. She was dealing with this girl in Denmark last night.
Yeah.
It's on the opposite side of the planet, so she has to stay up late to talk to her. I don't know if she ever did she talk to you about that?
No, not really, but that's fine. How you doing, man? Thank you for calling in.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So, Tony, were you upset?
And by the way, no one's getting $1 million to do a porno movie, so...
I know. She doesn't know that. Yeah.
I said that's how much my pussy would cost. I didn't say that's what I would
that's
be getting.
That's her price. Yeah, that's her price.
No one's going to pay that, though.
Yeah. Oh, except I'm pretty sure that some guys would pay that.
Yeah. But Tony,
wow.
we're definitely not...
I don't know.
Okay.
Why are you saying wow? I'm confused.
Yeah, wow and no.
Wow and no. Okay, you can go fuck yourself.
Why?
Because he's rude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, because somebody's delusional about their beauty, apparently. And
do you even know what I look like?
No,
do you even
guys,
know what I look like?
Guys, I'm going to cut this off. It's not okay.
I don't care. You don't look like worth $1 million to have sex.
Okay, and that's the point
all
he
right?
was trying to make. Look, it's not
yeah, I mean,
that. It's
I mean,
just that
obviously
in porn.
You're an entitled brat. You won't take a job because it's beneath you. Don't want to work for $10 an hour.
Okay.
You don't even know.
Oh,
that
you're so upset because I said
$15.
I wouldn't date a porn star. It's really cute.
And you just like to insult people.
How am I insulting people if it's my opinion?
But Tony, we're not insulting anybody. We're talking in general about the industry.
She is.
Why?
Well, see how many people that are in the adult film industry think she isn't insulting people.
Okay, that's unfortunate because it's my opinion and I'm entitled to have my opinion. So if you don't like it, then
yeah,
you don't
no,
like
you
it.
Yeah, no, you are entitled because you won't even take a job because it's beneath you.
I actually
to
took
work
a job.
$10 an
I
hour.
Work with Sam, so.
Well, she's doing this
well,
for now.
You just said you
but
wouldn't take a job for $10 an hour. You did not say that?
Yeah, no, I did say that.
She did say that. But yeah, Tony, look, everybody's got their own.
So don't lie.
Everybody's
How am I
got
lying? I just said, yes, I said that.
Listen, yeah. Melissa's well, trying to call in. I want to put Melissa on.
Bye, Tony. Have a great day.
Tony, you're not willing to cooperate. So, you know, I mean, I'm just asking you something.
She's living in denial. What do you mean I won't cooperate?
Living in denial?
No, you not state everything?
No, I'm trying to get you to listen for a moment, man. I'm asking you.
All right, I'll listen.
Okay. How did we offend you as a person, as a listener? Tell me.
Well, she made a blanket statement about all people, all women in porn taking multiple strange dicks up the ass and in the mouth and in the vagina.
No, that's not what she said. Oh, you did say it exactly like that?
Did she not?
Exactly like that? Okay, let me bring Melissa on. Hold on. You're a friend of Melissa's?
She did say it exactly like that.
I did say it like that, yeah.
Are you a friend of Melissa's, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring her on the line.
I've been a friend for a very long time.
Awesome. Melissa, are you with us? No, she keeps getting disconnected. I don't know why, man. But
I don't think she has service.
I'll try to add her on the call here in a minute. But no, I mean, I like to hear criticism, and I like to know how listeners are feeling, you know. And the thing is that maybe, you know, I mean, the thing is she has an opportunity to think about what you said, about what she said, and see what's going on, you know. So, you know, Tony, I mean, look, the thing is that there's a lot of preconceived notions about what porn stars are like and what their lives are like. And I know that it's different for many people, you know?
And I don't see, I guess I'm a little confused about what I said that was so offensive, because like I said, I watch porn on a pretty regular basis. And when I pick a porn star that I like, I forget her name. I think her name's like Kimmy Fisher or something. I like her, but when I watch her, she has fucked multiple different people. So I don't see how I'm out of line by saying that porn stars have sex with multiple different dicks, because they do.
They do. That's
so I don't see how what I said was out of line. It's the truth.
Like, it's your tone and your attitude.
But that's just how I speak. That's just how I speak on a regular basis.
You got to be a little more tolerant to people that don't agree with you. You
yeah,
know
like
mean?
It's not like
Melissa. Are you on the line with us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. So Tony's on the line. We have something really heated up going on here. He felt that he was insulted by what Danny said. Melissa, you said you were also offended. What were you offended by?
Well, first, it makes it sound like that that a porn performer is always having sex with multiple people at the same time.
That's definitely not what I said.
No, but how is that insulting? I mean, you do that on the camera, right?
Can you play back the tape?
I said they have sex with multiple people. Did I say at the same time? No.
No, but even... No, but what I'm saying is...
And some porn stars do. It's called gangbangs. You can literally type it in as a title.
I mean, if we're talking about performances...
Some do.
Yeah, exactly. Some. Did I say you specifically? Did I say whoever this Tony guy is specifically? No.
No. You said some, but not all porn performances are like that. I personally worked with, during my career, I had a list of one of any 10 people that I would work with. Not at the same time, but and by the end of my career, the list shrunk down to 6.
Okay.
And that's over a period of like 7 years. So I could have been a regular person walking down the street and dated 6 or 7 different guys over a period of 7 years.
Yeah.
So
no,
how is that
are we talking about dating or working with multiple partners?
No, I'm not talking about dating.
We're talking about on camera.
I know, but most people have sex with the people that they date.
Okay, yeah, but that's not.
Oh, you mean on camera?
Yeah, like I haven't had sex on anyone I've dated.
But if the argument is having sex with multiple people, not at the same time, well, then what is the difference between having sex on camera with someone, you know, with 6 or 7 different people over a period of 7 years, and dating 6 or 7 different people over a period of 7 years and having sex with those people? people.
So, for example, like, I'll put it this way. Like, I can see what you're saying, but it's different. Like, for instance, in L.A., there's a lot of women that are escorts that get paid to go on dates or sleep with the guys after dates. And those are considered, like, high-end prostitutes. But when you're dating someone and you're having sex with them, there's no paycheck at the end of it. Like, we're not getting paid $20,000 to go home and sleep with our boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that dating and porn is dating, sleeping with people you're dating, and porn is not the same thing. No,
porn is a legal industry.
I understand that. I'm saying what I'm trying to say to you.
It's entertainment. It's movie making. But guys, listen, I'd love to continue this.
I considered my job. I was an actress who just happened to have sex with her co-stars. That was how I saw my career at the time.
But do you think porn is the same now? Like the porn that we're watching on, like, Brazzers?
Pardon me?
Do you think that porn is the same now than when you did it? Because you did it, what, in the early 90s?
Right.
I did it in the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, so do you think porn is the same now?
I'm not saying that.
She said it was different in the beginning.
But to make a general comment,
please,
like,
quickly,
that,
last comment.
It's offensive to people who considered, like myself, I'm not a sex worker. I was not a sex worker. I was an adult film actress.
Right.
And that's how I saw myself. That's how I see myself.
I mean, I don't want you guys to feel like I'm knocking you for your profession. I'm just saying, in my personal opinion, that's how I feel.
But do you also see, Melissa, do you also see how other people can see it differently from the way you do?
Yeah, of course. Okay, and that's why I'm interested in this conversation right now.
Right. Okay, but you know, we're totally out of time, Melissa.
You're not just the only person who thinks like this.
Right.
No, there's a lot of people. Like, I'm not the only person.
But
that
that's the point.
Way, yeah.
Melissa, next time you need to be here and we'll talk about it, okay? Because we're totally out of time.
We're over time here.
And Tony, thank you so much for calling in and
joining
in
on
the conversation. Awesome. So, everybody, thank you all for listening. Danny, thank you. Always controversial radio, but I love it. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.